What? How can a cat consent? We're going to talk about that. So welcome to the Philippines, Ed Sheeran. Do you know?
I don't care.
Why? What do you think of Ed Sheeran's music?
I feel that his early work was soulful and moderately endearing, a bit vanilla. But then his later work just got a little desperate and attention-grabby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with X and his new album. Puppets
so,
were fun.
But if he's not good, why are so many people going wild over his visit? And
because
why
Celine
is he trending on Twitter now?
Celine Dion.
What?
Just because somebody is popular with music doesn't mean they're any good.
Okay, what does Google say about Ed Sheeran?
Google, if you Google his name, then you just see his concerts.
See,
they don't say if he's good or not.
Wouldn't
There's
it
no
be
rating.
Interesting if there were a truth rating about Ed Sheeran is a good artist? Because that's what they're doing. Have you heard of that?
What?
The Google, what do
yes,
they call
the Google
it?
Google Truth Rating.
Truth rating.
Uh-huh.
So far, it's been applied to medical stuff, right?
Yes. Right now, they're starting to do it with at least medical knowledge, but now they want to do it with
music.
No. See, something which can be subjectively assessed, like music and the arts, they would like to put this at least for scientific facts. Like for example, perhaps in relation in response to the recent stuff on the recent anti-GMO backlash, the recent, the organic benefits people, the...
measles.
The vaccinations,
yeah.
I think, are the most important. Actually, if you look at... It's almost like there's a scale, right, of saying this as a liberal, like there's a scale of liberal anti-science bullshit that other liberals will ascribe to, right? Like the most dangerous would of course be vaccinations don't work or
mm-hmm.
are harmful or cause autism.
Right.
I think that would be the most immediate harmful thing. Then you've got in terms of the food supply, maybe with where they would be against GMOs. And then there's the organic people, the people who are up for organics, like
mm-hmm.
Who are all about like natural things, but are unable to define what a toxin is.
And then like there's believing in God,
you
do.
Yeah. So it's a scale. It's a scale.
Yeah.
Have we offended everybody yet?
So what do you think
of unsubscribe to this channel? It's a little button just over there.
Yeah, I wonder about that. But let's get to the God question and what Google thinks about that later on. But do you
mm-hmm.
think this is a good thing for Google?
I think it's great.
To
yes.
You think it's great?
And saying this as somebody who has some concerns with the way that Google is, you know, parceling out the data of our lives and selling it to the highest bidder. But I think that nowadays, in particular, because it seems like the very concept of science is under attack, then there needs to be some pushback for at least people for whom... Like their jobs and their industry depends on people who have a working knowledge of science, or actually even believe in it. Believe in it, right? Like I have lost track of the number of otherwise well-meaning liberal people who then like go into some weird postmodern metaphysical. Oh, but what's really true? Anti-empiricist bullshit. You know.
But let's take the side of the less. Objective, truthy people, you know, the less scientific people, because there have been, of course, there's been complaints from their side, because there's this one person I read
about.
Gate? Not only that. Let's say there's a website on alternative medicine, as I have mentioned, and he makes money off of the advertising that he gets because of the traffic that goes to his website.
Okay.
But if Google fully implements their system, the rankings, the place they'll appear on the page depends on the truth or the number of factual...
So he's complaining that he cannot make money off of his lies.
Well, he doesn't believe that they're lies. You know, I mean, I would want to give them the benefit of the doubt that they sincerely believe what they publish. So they're saying it's unfair. If people want... to use a different standard for truth, let's say the less scientific ones or the alternative science ones, then they should be free to do so. And maybe have a way to turn that off. Like, you know, I want more lies in my feed, in my
But that's the thing. It's just what you said. For a lot of people, they don't know that these are lies. And like, given the current pace, not only of technology, but also how quickly information can get delivered to us, a lot of what people would learn in school, for example, becomes either outdated or barely remembered. So a lot of people's information now comes from the internet and Googling stuff. Whereas before, and I'm not saying that, you know, things were better way back when, but if you look, for example, maybe it's say standards of journalism, like you had Fox somebody News. Who was that Fox News exists right now, or that you have blogs that like just throw out anything without any corrections. I'm not saying the old system before was perfect, but you had professionals who would attempt to at least verify their sources. And this is just for journalism, but now you're talking about like say reporting information like through the internet.
So they say that the internet is the most democratic medium out there today. It's not regulated much, at least in most parts of the world. Of course, there are places where...
But that's the thing, right? Yes. And yeah. Like you say, okay, the internet, maybe if you really know how to like do your Google foo, right? Mm-hmm. But for example, your Facebook feed, which is how the majority of people, well, at least around our age and demographic, would be getting their news right now. That's curated as hell. And that's not...
There's something called EdgeRank that Facebook uses.
Yes, yes.
So nobody really understands it much.
Yeah.
And the way to game that is to pay for your stuff, for your content to come out.
Yes.
And to be popular as well. If you're a popular person and you have lots of likes and shares on your stuff, then chances are your friends would see that over those people you don't interact with so much.
Right. It's the mysterious Facebook algorithm that they will arbitrarily change to, and then sweeping aside like whole social media enterprise companies overnight.
Like most of the people would tend to settle into their echo chambers. Like if they're on Facebook or on Twitter, the people they follow tend to be the people who already think the way they do.
Right.
So if they're conservative or if they're liberal, they'll usually just answer their own like questions automatically with the kinds of questions that they ask.
Right.
So if they go outside of those echo chambers and use sites like Google to search, then there would be some outside influence. Yeah. Because Google right now already works as kind of an echo chamber as well, because it knows what sites you visit.
Yeah,
and it offers you the kinds of sites that you would probably want
under their sponsored links to
visit.
Yeah.
So if they introduce this this truth ranking system, then it would kind of balance out that kind of... and they would be more consistent with the way democracies work. Mm. Like even democracies already have a liberal bias for truth. Like for example...
For objective truth, yeah.
Yeah, our justice system, for example.
Yeah.
Like the kinds of evidence that are admitted in court tends to be the scientific ones, you know, the peer-reviewed ones. They'll call to testify people who are actually experts.
Right. Yeah. And it adheres to rules of logic and deduction.
Yeah, so those are the kinds of things that Google would want to do. So that, you know, if it's scientific, if it's objective, Google will let you know. Maybe the issue here is how people... You mentioned it earlier, the postmodern idea of truth. Like maybe people have an issue with calling it like the truth rating. Maybe, I don't know.
No, I think is a serious problem with society if you cannot agree on the meaning of the word truth.
Mm.
All right? Like you...
Yeah.
You know, if at that point they just fucking give up, press a nuclear button and just...
Some ideas for Google. Maybe there's a...
Like a
liberal or conservative box.
The thing is, people are going to believe what they... I mean, will tend, unless you do a lot of frustrating and slow and headbanging work on them. People will believe what they want to believe.
Mm.
So just the fact that it doesn't matter what Google would call it, but people will immediately say this is a large company with huge interest. And of course, they're working with Big Pharma.
Yeah.
So of course, they don't want us. Never mind the fact that Big Pharma is making and marketing those same alt meds, a lot of the same alt meds, which they're taking. So they're just going to latch on whatever justification they have to close themselves further off.
Google has that motto, don't they? The do no evil.
Don't be evil.
Don't be evil.
Yeah, which I and think they gave.
Yeah,
I think they gave up on when they compromised on China.
So don't be evil. They're kind of being consistent with this, and there are other search engines that people could use. And I'm sure that if Google does push through with this, like new ones would come out that would do the opposite. You know, like they would have their own truth ratings, but this time it would be skewed towards the right, the more conservative side of the truth scale, as Google puts it now. So there's enough search engines out there, and if Google wants to do this, they should be able to. And I think this is the kind of thing that it's a nice default. You know, you give people by default, the setting is there to be more objective, more based on peer-reviewed scientific journals and such sources. And if people want to remove that feature,
if people want to just do their magic thinking.
Give them the, but make it clear to them. Okay, I'm stupid.
You're going into
I'm
the magic
stupid
zone.
And then take the.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay, let's not call them stupid. Like a little
uninformed.
Less educated. Yeah. Missing.
No, I won't even say uneducated. These are people who, I think. Like they've had the same education that we have had. It's just that maybe they have not had, either they don't have that much exposure to critical thinking and scientific literacy and principles and stuff. Because honestly, like if you're not that interested in it, it's a bit boring.
Okay,
it's a bit of a nerdy thing. Or they have a lot of friends who believe in the same thing, and the people that they trust happen to believe in the same thing. And like this is supposed to, like the media has been focusing on how it affects conservatives.
Yeah.
Right. But I would venture, because also it's people more likely to watch this podcast. I've seen a lot of otherwise intelligent and rational people have very strong opinions against science. Or on certain things which just and will be harmful in the long run. So. People that I otherwise respect.
Like, it's not just medicine that's affected by these kinds
Google
of
truth,
things.
Right? Well, right now it's just medicine.
Just think of the intersection of those things. We have things like conversion therapy, where, of course, there's absolutely no evidence.
But
that
it's gaining
works.
Traction in the Philippines now. Like,
you can pray the gay away. There's evidence that it does more harm. And
right.
The people who have pushed it previously have retracted so far. I mean,
right.
So far.
Right.
The ones
or
that
you talk
about
like abortion rights, for example, and where which the pro-life groups are notorious for pushing all these lies, both about how it's done and the kind of or the people or the circumstances under which it is done, or the psychological trauma, et cetera, et cetera.
So you know, like it would be interesting if even for the links on every article, there would be an icon there that would. You know, say whether the link has a high or a low truth ranking, so that when you see
that is what they're doing, isn't that?
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I haven't read so much about the details. But then, okay, I don't think I'm not sure if they do this.
Truthiness meter.
Yeah, but if the articles on the site have a majority untruthy bunch of links, then it would have a summary of the score, and you know, you could gauge the trust whether you should trust this thing.
See, but even then, I'm imagining like a few people saying, "Oh, but the truth, you can't put a number on truth. The truth isn't true like binarily. It's A or B. It could be true for some people and not for others."
And this is the question then: like, why did the conservatives? I mean, this hasn't been implemented fully yet, right? But they already knew; they were already afraid of the standing of their materials. They were already. You know,
because they're
prematurely afraid.
That same inclination of, say, our friends were otherwise on our side for many other things, that same inclination of them to believe, for example, in that GMOs are bad or that vaccinations are bad or that organic food is, like, any better than normal food, that same inclination for people to keep believing is the same thing that conservatives rely on to push their own lies on their own people. It's just that it's a lot more comprehensive, because for them it might inform like their entire worldview and politics, etc. So I mean, that's maybe that's why they're not so worried. They're like, oh, you put a truth rating, whatever. Google's a big evil corporation. Ignore what they're saying, in the same way that we have ignored all the other scientific evidence, in the same way that we ignored climate change.
Okay, we've of course heard about the backfire effect, where
that too, yes.
People tend to cling harder to their beliefs
if they have been
to the extent that that the evidence opposes their views.
Yeah.
So do you think that what Google is doing will have a meaningful effect on those conservatives who don't want to be corrected?
I do not know about the conservatives, but I am thinking of the person, of the young person who's just getting on the internet, who maybe hasn't been overly influenced by one side or another. Like maybe they're a young teenager, and they finally, like, their parents have turned off like their filters or whatever,
yeah.
And they're Googling stuff and they're finding information, at least for those people.
Mm.
And for the new generation of people, then hopefully then that is what will benefit them.
Okay.
Especially since these are the ones who are, because people aren't going to crack open an encyclopedia anymore, right? They're going to Google it.
Okay. What I do think this will have an effect on is liberals who have, you know, mistaken views or unscientific views about certain things. They will maybe be more open to changing their minds.
I hope so.
Like, you know, if they see that Ed Sheeran is a good actor, I mean, a good singer, according to Google, then
the fact
maybe
that you can't even tell what he does for a living.
Thank you for watching this episode. Like, share, subscribe, and see you at the meetup, which is happening next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but next weekend. And see you next episode.